So myth relates directly to ceremony and tribal ritual. And the absence of myth can mean the end of ritual.
A ritual is the enactment of a myth. By participating in a ritual, you are participating in a myth.
And what does it mean, you think, to young boys today that we're absent these myths?
Well, the confirmation ritual is the counterpart today of these rites. As a little Catholic boy, you choose your confirmed name, the name you're going to be confirmed by, and you go up. But instead of having them scarify you, knock your teeth out and all, the bishop gives you a mild slap on the cheek. It's been reduced to that. Nothing's happened to you. The Jewish counterpart is the bar mitzvah. Mm-hmm. And whether it works, actually, to affect a psychological transformation, I suppose will depend on the individual case. Well, there's no problem in these old days. The boy came out with a different body and he'd gone through something.
What about the female? I mean, most of the figures in the temple caves are male. Was this a kind of secret society for males?
It wasn't a secret society. It wasn't the boys had to go through it. Now, we don't know exactly what happens with the female in this period because we have very little evidence to tell us. In primary cultures today, the girl becomes a woman with her first menstruation. It happens to her. I mean, nature does it to her. And so she has undergone the transformation. And what is her initiation? Typically, it is to sit in a little hut for a certain number of days and realize what she is.
How does she do that?
She sits there. She's now a woman. And what is a woman? A woman is a vehicle of life. And life has overtaken her. She is a vehicle now of life. Woman's what it's all about. The giving of birth and the giving of nourishment. She's identical with the earth goddess and her powers. And she's got to realize that about herself. The boy does not have a happening of that kind. He has to be turned into a man and voluntarily become a servant of something greater than himself. The woman becomes the vehicle of nature. The man becomes the vehicle of the society, the social order, and the social purpose.
So what happens when a society no longer embraces powerful mythology?
What we've got on our hands. As I say, if you want to find what it means not to have a society without any rituals, read the New York Times.
And you'd find?
Well, the news of the day.
Wars,
young people who don't know how to behave in a civilized society. I imagine 50% of the crime is by young people in their 20s and early 30s that just behave like barbarians.
Society has provided them no rituals by which they become members.
There's been a reduction of ritual. Even in the Roman Catholic Church, my God. They've translated the Mass out of the ritual language into a language that has a lot of domestic associations. So that, every time now that I read the Latin of the Mass or something like that, I get that pitch again that it's supposed to give, a language that throws you out of the field of your domesticity, you know? The altar is turned so that the priest is back is to you, and with him you address yourself outward like that. Now they've turned the altar around. It looks like Julia Child giving a demonstration, and it's all homey and cozy.
And they play guitar.
They play guitar. Listen, they've forgotten what the function of a ritual is to pitch you out, not to wrap you back in where you have been all the time.